Why is it tomorrow? Mifnei shor haner yofel b'dika. Because candlelight, one candle is good for b'dika. So Rashi says, the kam forish maima yusam yavuka. Soon the Gemara will explain why is a candle better than a torch. The chura torch gives off more light, it should be better. Tomorrow v'yav al pishen ma'il dover, I don't have 100% raya for this. Avazeich l'dover, avaksas l'mashmoyis l'zikaron, a remembrance of it. Shenem l'apostat, like I said, like we just learned, the apostat says, shivas yom soli yom asim v'vatechem. 7 days you can't find chumis in your house. V'yom, another apostat says, v'yachapesh bagod al hochem, so it says, loshin chipash there by mitziyah. V'yom, avayis the yechbos, as yushlayim b'neiros, v'yom, aner Hashem nishma sodom, choyfesh kol chadrei botan. So you see, checking has to be done with an air. So therefore, also, by the b'dikas chumis, you have to check with an air. For the Gemara, high or cham hechidami. How are we talking about mashmo torban in the daytime? In other words, like we said, if you didn't make the bdika on the night of Erev Pesach, you're supposed to make the bdika the next day, Erev Pesach. So it says the Brice, you can't use the sunlight. Why not? Like if it's talking about on the Erev Pesach itself by day, and the sun is out, what's wrong with the sun? Hechidami. Ename b'chotz, if you tell me in your chotz, you open front yard or your backyard. For the Gemara, Omar Rava said, chotzer ain't a tzrich a bdika. One Teretz says a chotzer doesn't need a bdikah altogether. Why? Because you have birds there. And the birds, zichl, come and eat up all the chametz. So your front yard, the yard itself, and the backyards, if you have birds that come around there, b'chal, you don't have to check for chametz there. You have a right to them on, the birds ate up the chametz. Ella b'yach sadre. Ella ma you tell me, you're talking about an open porch that only has three walls around it, and the fourth wall is open. So a lot of light comes into this porch. So since a lot of light comes in, the question, why can't you use the Or HaChama? It's a tremendous light there. And the Gemara, Leitzricha Enechnami. And the Makasha, Ho'ama Rava said, Ach Sadra, Loira Nevdekis Enechnami. If a person forgot to make the bdika at night, he's making the bdika on Erev Pesach by daytime, and he has to check out now his open porch, that the fourth wall is open completely, Enechnami. You don't have to use a candle, nor you're allowed to use the Or itself, the sunlight, because you see everything there. So what's Pshat now, Brice, that says the sunlight you can't use? Like Tzaricha, the Brice is talking about, Liaruba de Becheder. It's a wall, it's a house, it's a room that has four walls around it, just as a window in the wall. So the light's coming through the window, that's not enough. For the Gemara de Hechi, which part of the house do you want to check that you can't use the light coming in through the window? Ila Bahadi Aruba, if Mamish right in front of the window, that's where you want to check. I have the floor right under the window, I want to check. For at the Gemara, Hainu Achsadra, what's wrong with there? Right under the window, right by the window, the sun from outside, the sun is shining in. There's 100% light there. That's mamish like an open porch. So why can't I use the sunlight? Because the Gemara Nechnamin, Elalitzadin, the only time you can't use the sunlight is in a house, and you don't want to check right around the window, you want to check on the sides of the house, where there's no window there. So there the sunlight doesn't come so strong, so there it's a little bit dark. There you can't be samech on the light of the room, but you would have to use an or haner there also. For the Gemara of the Avukaloi, the Brisa says a torch you can't use. For the Gemara of Omar Rava, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say in Chavakuk? V'noiga ka'or tiyar, karnayim miyodaloi, v'sham chev yoin uzoi. What does the Pasuk mean? Loma tzadikim doima v'nei shechina. What are tzadikim doima to the shechina, to the karnayim means the shine that comes out from a Kodesh Baruch Hu itself? To ner b'fnei avuka, the doima to a ner, which is a small light, to ner avuka torch a big light. In other words, to say that Hashem Shechina shines much more than the tzaddikim shine. That's the pasuk v'noiga. The shine that will come out of the tzaddikim is kartiya. A tzaddik will be like a light, or a kanayim miyada light, like coming out from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kanayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina, which is much greater. So the kashrut is, you see, the light that comes out of a torch is much greater light. So why can't you use a torch for b'dikas chametz? It's more mistava. Use a torch. You have more light. You'll be able to check better. Why is it lucky you can't use a torch? And vayta, another kasher is v'yomar rova avuka l'havdola mitzvah min amuchar. When you make havdola, you have to use or you're supposed to use an avuka. At least two neighbors together. That's called an avuka torch. So you see, a torch is good, and even for a mitzvah, it's good to use. So why shouldn't you use a torch b'shas b'dikas chametz? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Halacha is you have to be boider, even the cracks in the wall, even the cracks in the floor. So to get into a small crack, a torch can't get in there. Mashenka, a single candle can even get into the cracks. That's why you're supposed to use a candle. Because with a candle, you could check into the cracks of the wall. We'll soon see which cracks. But it's not as though we don't have these cracks. By the time of the Gemara, people used to have mamash have nice cracks in the wall, nice holes in the wall, and that used to be a place to store. They used to store things there. So if you store things in the hole, shoot them. Maybe you store chametz there throughout the year, and you have to check it out. But to get into a small hole, you can't use a big torch. It doesn't fit in there. Therefore, you're supposed to use a candle. Baita, another teretz is, Rav Zvidoma, ze oru lefonav, ze oru leachurav. A candle gives off the light in front of it. And that's what you want to do. You want light in front of you. A torch throws the light in back of you. That's no good. Because you want to see light in front of you. Trashi oru leachurav. The adam oichse lefonav hu baidik. A person holds a candle wants to see in front of him. Hilgach en yofel abdika. Therefore, you're better off with a candle than a torch. Rav Papiroma, hi boyis, vile boyis. Poshe geret. If you use a big torch, you're afraid. You're afraid to check out too much in the house. You go into your closet with all the clothes. You're afraid you'll burn up the whole closet. So you'd be afraid to check out the house with a torch. Mashenka, with a single candle, you're not afraid so much. You're not afraid you'll burn up the house. So you could be careful. Therefore, you're supposed to use a candle. Ravina Rama, Hai Moshech Nura. A candle, the light shines out very nicely. Like it's a good catch. The light onto the wick into the candle. So the light comes out very nicely. Mashenka, Vahai Miktaf Ektufen. By a torch, it's like flickers back and forth. It flickers. And when you have flickering light, it's not so that it could disturb you. It's not such a good light to check for. Therefore, you're better off checking with a candle. It's a nicer, better light. Trashi mikta v'ktufei, nifsak, it like stops, v'koifes and jumps. In other words, it flickers the light, tomid. And that's not so good to use. Right, so the Mishnah says, kol mokem sheimach disim by chometz. Any place that you know for sure, like it's not a derech for you to ever bring chometz there, you don't have to check out that place. You only have to check out places in your house that it's possible maybe you brought chametz there. So demara kol makom asuyanai. What does the Mishnah mean to include other places that you don't have to check? Demara lasuyu hodaton rabbonim means to include like this brisa we learned in the brisa. Churei bayasoyanim. Again, if you have a hole in the wall that's high up in the wall, so since it's so high up, it's hard to use it. You don't have to be choshed. Maybe you put chametz in there. It's too hard to use. Or else, if you have a hole in the wall that's too low, it's also too much of a bother to bend down to store things there. So, Mistama, you never use it. You don't have to check it out. Who did Vagag HaYitziyah? A roof, Rashi says, Yitziyah means the boards that come out slanty. Because most of the times in the Gemara, the roof was straight, flat. If a roof is flat, you could store things there. Maybe you store chametz there. But if it's a slanty roof, you don't store things there. It'll fall right off. So, a slanty roof on top, you don't have to check. Who are then the Gag HaMigdol, the same Sforum. If you have like a tower, the top of the tower you don't have to check. Because if you put something on top, it'll slide right off. So therefore you don't have to check because you never put things there. The Refes Buck, if you have a corral that you have the animals there, you don't have to check. Because if any chometz is there, they zicha ate it up. The Lulin, same thing. Lulin means where Tanagurim chicken stay. The same thing, chicken coop. There are any chometz there, they zicha ate it up. Or Matfin. That Matfin means the place that you store tev and straw. So a storehouse that you store your straw, you never brought chametz there. It's not a place to bring chametz in. Who are then the oitzvos yain, a place you store your wine also. What is chametz doing in the warehouse of the wine? You don't have to check it out. Soon the Gemara is going to ask the steer from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you do have to check out the warehouse of wine. But right now this price says the warehouse of wine, you don't have to check out. Is the Mistav, you never brought chametz there. Who are then the oitzvos shemen? Who are then an oitzer, a warehouse where you store your oil, is ein tzrichim b'dika. That's the Bresh says. All these places are included in the Mishnah, that these are makaymais, she'ein machtisa mechomet. You never bring chomets in there. We have Shimon Gamliel Aymer, mito. If you have a bed, ha'choleket b'teich habayis. You have a big room, and you want to divide the room in half. Ha'in t'tzayin, you have to make a whole big division there, a partition there, a lot of money. Now, Pashin Eitzah, put a bed going straight across the room. You divide the room up. One side of the room is this side of the bed. The other side is the other side of the bed. Mita cholekes techabayis. You put a bed straight across the house to divide the house into two rooms. Umavsekis, and it divides the room in half. Is tzricha b'dika. You should know under the bed you could store things there. So you have to be choshev. Maybe you put chametz there. You have to check under the bed also. That's a mokum that maybe you did put chametz there. For the Maror Minu, I have a kasha on this brayso. The halacha says chur. Let's say you have a wall that you live in this apartment, and the other side of the wall your other friend lives, and you have a nice hole going straight through your apartment, his apartment. Now it's a lochon, and you both mistama store things in that hole in the wall. So chur shebeinodem lechaveri between your apartment and your friends are popping, is halacha zeh boidigat mokim shiyodim agas, I that live on this side of the wall have to put my hands as far as it goes into the wall and check it out, make sure there's no chametz there. V'zeh my other chaver, the neighbor on the other side, also the same thing. Boidigat mokim shiyodim agas. He has to put his hand in the wall and check it out as far as his hand goes. His wife says they have nice thick walls. The walls could have been 5 feet wide. So your hand can't reach that way. So you have to go in as far as you could reach. He goes in as far as he could reach. And the ashar, the in-between foot that nobody could reach, mevatli believe, it's enough to be mevatl. But I call upon him, you see, even in the holes in the wall, you have to check them for chametz, that's a stira. Before we said the holes, you don't have to check. We have shimming on the line there. Mito acholeket v'tech abayis. If you have a bed that's dividing the house in half, v'yetzim v'yavonim sdurim tachter, and you store things under the bed, you have wood there and stones, doesn't mean you store it all the way up. Just you store these things there, u'mavsekis, and it divides the room in half, ain't a tzricha b'dik, you don't have to check it out under the bed. So what's the stirum? Before we said if you have a bed dividing the room in half, you do have to check under the bed. And here it says if you have a bed that divides the room in half, you don't have to check for chametz under the bed. For the Gemara, kasha mita mita. One theory is, do you have to check under the bed or not? Kasha churun achurun. Another theory is, the first price said the holes in the walls, you don't have to check. And here it says, you do have to check the hole in the wall. And the Gemara poshin. Churun achurun lakashin. Ho bi yiloyi v'tatoyi. Like we said, the first price is talking about a very high hole in the wall, or else the hole is very low in the wall. So it's too much of a bother to stretch all the way up or to bend all the way down. Therefore, you never use it. Therefore, you don't have to check it out. And that's the Brisa says you do have to check out the hole. Fahai b'mitziyah. So Brisa says check out, yes, talking about a middle-sized hole. It's in the middle of the wall. So in the middle of the wall, that's a good place to use. People use it, so you have to check it out. Maybe you put chametz there. But the more answer, mita amita, what do you do at the kasha? One Brisa says under the bed you do have to check, and one says you don't have to check. Like kasha, there's no kasha either. Ha d'midloi. One is talking about the bed is pretty high up. Because it has tall feet to it. So the bed is like 2 feet off the ground. So there's a makam there to hide things there, to store things there. So since there's a lot of room to store there, you have to be afraid. Maybe you did store the chametz there. Hi, dimetitoi. And the second price talking about the bed is very low. There's very little space between the bed and the ground. So since it's only a few inches, it's not shchiach, it's the tircha to use it there. So mistomi, you didn't put any chametz there, you don't have to check it out. But that's the cloud. A place that you know you never put chametz, you don't have to check. But a place that you maybe did put, you do have to check it out. Python. The remark, not a stevedon. The yaitzres yain and tzricha b'dika, is it true that this price says that the warehouse for wine, you don't have to check for chametz? For Tanya, we learned another price, not like that. Yaitzres yain, the warehouses of wine, tzricha b'dika, you do have to check it out. Yaitzres shemen, but a warehouse for oil, ain't tzricha b'dika, that you ain't tzricha b'dika, that you don't have to check out. So chutzestira oitzres of yayin. One bright says you don't have to check it out. The second bright says a warehouse for wine you have to check out. Have the Gemara poshid. Hochav mayaskin v'mistapik. Like we said in our Mishnah, we're talking about that you have wine on your table. Now sometimes when you're drinking the wine on the table, you run short. So what do? You tell the shamish go to the warehouse and take out new wine. Mistapik means even in the middle of the meal, sometimes you fill up from that wine in the warehouse. Now, when the shamash goes from the table, he's in the middle of eating his piece of bread. So he takes his bread with him and walks to the warehouse to fill up the wine. So there you have to check out the warehouse. If it's a warehouse that you do fill up sometime in the middle of the meal, you have to be afraid maybe chametz went here. And the other brayse is talking about, we're in Etnestapi. It's a faraway warehouse that you never take the wine out of that warehouse to the suda. What you do with that warehouse is, you just take the barrels near your house. And from near your house, you fill up into the room. But you never go from the meal to that warehouse. Then you don't have to check out. For the Gemara, the pshaf in the second brayser is, minestapik, that's the warehouse that you use for the meal. Yochi shemen ami. Obzei shver, why does the brayser say the warehouse for oil? You don't have to check out. Why not? Bichayshin also, in the middle of the meal, you run short on oil. And you tell the shamas, go fill up the jug of oil. And he'll have his bread with him. And the Gemara, no. Shemen yesh kval achila. Oil, there's no such thing as you run short in the middle of the meal. Like everybody knows how much oil you use for that meal. And before the meal, you fill up the oil. So in the middle of the meal, you never come to fill up more oil. By wine, it's not kva. We don't know exactly how much you drink.
true estimate will drink one barrel of this meal. But it could be this meal, punk, the guy enjoyed drinking wine, he got thirsty and wants to drink more than a barrel of wine. So there's no kvar, you'll have to bring out more wine. So therefore, buy wine, we're afraid in the middle of the meal, you'll realize you don't have enough, you'll have to go get more. But by Shemen, it never happens. By oil, you know exactly how much you need. We're never afraid you'll need more than you have. Tony Rebbe Chia. Also, Oitzreis Sheikhub above him. When they used to store the beer in Bavel, Koitzreis Yain Beretz Yisrael. Bimestapik. It has the same halacha like the warehouse in Eretz Yisrael of wine. Bimestapik, when you used to fill up from the table, when you fill up the table with wine. But just like we're saying by wine, if that warehouse you fill up when the wine runs short, why does the wine run short? Because in the middle of the meal, maybe you'll start to drink so much, you'll have to fill up in the middle of the meal. In Bavel, beer is the same thing. In Bavel, they used to drink a lot of beer. So even though they used to prepare beer before the meal, still there's a svar, maybe now in the middle of the meal, he'll get thirsty, he'll want to drink a lot of beer, and he'll drink up all the beer on the table. And Mel will have to tell the shamash in the middle of the meal, go fill up the jug of beer, and he'll go there with his bread. That's why you have to check it out. In other words, in Bavel, they used to drink beer just like they drank wine in Eretz Yisrael. Omar Rav Chisda, Bay Dog, in the place that you store the fish, ain't tzarech b'dika. You don't have to check out. Vice says, in the middle of a meal, you never go to get fish in the middle of the meal. The same svara. You always prepare the fish before the meal. So a warehouse where you store your fish, you don't have to check for chametz. For the Morav Tanya tzrichim b'dika, I know the Bryce says, no, the warehouse where you store your fish, you do have to check for chametz, like kashem. Haber raver v'haber zutri. Big fish, you always take enough beforehand. Masank in small fish, sometimes you don't have enough. Like Rashi zutri, ein lem kfar. You're never for sure how much small fish you need. Whereas people get a type also to eat a lot of small fish. So even though you brought 100 small fish, maybe you want more than that. So by small fish, we're afraid in the middle of the meal, you see you're running short, you'll have to go to the warehouse to fill up more small fish, and you'll have bread in your hand. That's why you have to check it there. Omer Rabba Barapuna, Bei Milcha, the place that you store your salt, or Bei Kira, the place that you store your wax. And the Gemara starts with Shaitan, they didn't have electricity, so they used to need the wax for the meal. But Shas, you eat at night, you used to always have wax there. It's Sarach B'dika, you're the Ofti B'doidik. Because also, in the middle of the meal, maybe you see you don't have enough salt, you'll have to get salt with the bread in your hand. Or maybe the wax, the candle's going out, you'll have to get new candles. And in the middle of the meal, and you have your bread in your hand, so therefore the warehouse of the wax is a chash made with this chametz there, you have to check it out. Omer Rav Papa, Beit Tziva, the place that you store your wood for the firewood, or Beit Tamri, the place that you store your figs, your dates, tomorrow. Sarach B'dik, the same thing. Maybe you'll take them in the middle of the meal with the bread. You have to check them out. Tana, Ein mechayav inoisoy lahachnis yodoy luchunus dokin. Livdoik. This verse says, we're not mechayav you to put your hand in a hole in the wall to make a B'dika. Nifnei ha-sakona. Because there's a sakona in putting your hand in the wall. In other words, Poshi, we're talking about you have a hole in the wall. That's middle size. It's in the middle of the wall. It's easy to use it. And even though we're chash, maybe this chametz there, still we're telling you, you don't have to put your hand in the wall to check to get the chametz out. Why? Because there's a sakona. Something may happen bad to you. We'll soon see what. For the marmai sakona, what are you afraid of? What's going to happen bad? What harm is going to happen to you? If you're afraid the scorpion lives there, and now you punct Erev Pesach by night. When you check for chametz, you're afraid the scorpion is there, is going to bite you. So therefore you can't check out. If that's the scorpion's house, you never used it in the first place. So not the pshat, you don't have to make a b'dika, you're not mechuyev to make a b'dika. It should be like a mokim, shem achtis, some chametz. A scorpion lives, you don't never put anything, you're afraid of him the whole year. You never put anything in there. Here's mashmino. Mashmi, you did use it, just punkt, erev pesach by night. Now it's a sakona, don't use it. Is why not? If the scorpion lives there, you shouldn't use it the whole year. Like tzuricha de nofla, I'll tell you like this. We're talking about, first there was a hole in the wall, and the scorpion did not live there. So therefore, the whole year round, you take to use the hole in the wall. Now, punkt Erev Pesach, by night, the wall caved in. And it caved in now. So now, all the stones are on the floor. Now the chiv is to go check in here to get the chametz out, because you know, you have chametz in the hole, or you have a suffix at least. Where's the chametz now? Underneath is Gal Shalavonim. You have to go check it out. Dinofo. And now it's a sakona to check it out. So here they say that the scorpions like to come when there's a bundle of stones, they like to come. So once the thing caved in, now you have to be afraid maybe a scorpion came to live here. So now, taka for b'dika, you're potter, because it's a sakona. For the Gemara, enoughful if it fell caved in now, lomali b'diko, why do I have to make a b'diko altogether? V'yotznan we learned, chomets, shenoflo olav ma'perlis. If you have chomets, you know vade chomets in the floor, and before you turned around, a bunch of stones fell on top of it, or a whole wall fell down. The locher is, harayu k'mavuyur. It's considered like it's bottle already, like it's mavuyur, you don't have to make a b'diko. It's a shalom the Rishonim Nachrenu, you have to make a bittel. Some Rishonim say you still have to make a bdika, you have to make a bittel chometz. But since the chometz still belongs to you, there's only a svara now that there's a bunch of stones over it, you don't have to make a bdika. But bittel chometz, you have to mevatla b'libo, that you still have to do. Say nechnami, bittel you have to do, but bdika you don't have to, because it's considered like it's destroyed already. So, Obazoi, what are we saying here? If the wall caved in, we're saying, really, you have to make a b'dikam. Just don't do it because it's a sakana. No. If the wall caved down, there's no chiv altogether. It's like destroyed already. So, tomorrow, no. Hosam, shein akelev yochel achafesh achram. They were talking about you have three tfochim of stones on top of it. So even a dog can't come to get it out. Then it's called like destroyed. Hochok is shakelev yochel achafesh achram. Here we're talking about there's less than three tfochim of stones on top of the bread. So a dog could come to pull it out. So therefore, it's not called like destroyed, because you have to be afraid, maybe in the middle of Pesach, a dog will come and start throwing away the stones and get the chametz out. So therefore, if there's less than three tefachim on top of the chametz, you have to make a bdika, usually. But here we're saying, since now you're afraid maybe a scorpion is there now, and a scorpion usually comes under stones, you're potter from making the bdika. Fretik Mar, why? What are you afraid? The scorpion will bite your fingers? No, you're doing a mitzvah now. You're looking for chometz, you're doing a mitzvah. There's a cloud, b'shas, we're doing mitzvah, you won't get nizam. So we'll see later, the Gemara of the Terrace, we're at Shchichi Yazdecha. Most of you can't say I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm going to close my eyes and walk across Beverly. That's Yav no Heter to. And it claims that something Shchiach, it happens often, a hezek, you have no right to put yourself in that matzav. Even b'zman mitzvah. So this Gemara, you have to say, we're talking about now the scorpions that come in this pile of stones, don't always come. It's not 100% he's there. You're only misufik, maybe you'll be there. So it's not shchiach him to be there. Still it's a sakona, so you don't have to do it. For the Gemara, why? Shluchei mitzvah, any zokin. Since you're doing a mitzvah, now it should be mutter. Om Ravashi, shema tovod le'machit, v'yosu le'yunei basram. Well, interesting. Maybe you lost a needle there, and b'shas p'dikas chometz, you're not only going to check for your chometz, you lost look for your needle. I know what I'm going to say, you lost a dollar bill there already. Mar should have said you lost money. But that was a needle. All right, no. If I said the needle was chashev then. Mar says, yes, no, maybe you lost a needle here also. So b'shas in the check under these stones, you're not only going to do a kavanah for mitzvah, you do a kavanah for your own sake to check the needle also. Even such a case that's not called a mitzvah, you're still doing a mitzvah. For a Tanya, we learned like this. Somebody says, I'm giving this money now for tzedakah. I'm doing a mitzvah with it. I want to get something out of the mitzvah also. I'm giving it because I want my son to become healthy. I'm giving it because I want to get tzchar, I want to become an elam haba. What's the locha? Harei zeh tzadik gomer. The person is called a tzaddik gomer. Rashi says, "Bedover zeh nogei to mitzvah sukkah." He's doing the mitzvah. For lo yaminish lo lishmoy. So we don't say he's doing it without the right kavonis. Elakayim mitzvah boirei. He's doing the mitzvah Hashem. She tivu lasoy tzedakah. Hashem told him to do mitzvah sukkah. Umischavin afla noisatzmoy. He's just adding another kavonis. Also, he also wants to get something out of it. Mashma, that's nothing wrong. Toiz the estakasha. The Mishnah says, "Al tiyu kavod v'mishamshes rav amnas takav pras." You're not supposed to do mitzvahs, I'm not to receive reward. And here we're saying, if you give tzedakah, I'm not to receive reward, it's a good thing. And there the Mishnah says, don't do the mitzvahs, I'm not to receive reward. But so he says, and here we're talking about a high governor, shim lo tovel lo yosei toiva, shim etzapa, toyo mischarot al tzedakah. Here it's talking about, the only reason why you're doing the mitzvahs is because you want to get reward. And if you'll see later, you don't get reward, you have charot, you feel bad, you did the mitzvah altogether. That you shouldn't do. Now, you shouldn't do the mitzvah only for the sake of getting reward. But if you do the mitzvah, of course, it's a mitzvah. Now, a second reason, I also want to get reward, that is nothing wrong. So here, the guy is checking the chometz here, he's checking for his chometz, he's doing a mitzvah. He's also doing something, looking for his needle. So what's wrong? He's still called doing a mitzvah. So what are you afraid about the scorpion, therefore? You're doing a mitzvah, you won't get harmed. And for the Gemara, and the Gemara Dilma boss of the Bodeg, we're afraid maybe after you finish the Bikas Chometz, then also Lunya Basra, then you come to check for your needle. And after you finish making the Bikas Chometz, there's no more mitzvah.
But you forget yourself. You think, since I checked anyway for the chametz, and I forgot about my needle, now let me go check again for the needle. Now you're not doing a mitzvah, so now you're afraid the scorpion will bite you. That's why you don't have to make the bdikah either. We have Nachman of Yitzchok Gomer, Mishum Sakonas Hanochim. He gives another terrace altogether. We're talking about the original case, you have a hole in the wall. And the reason why you don't have to check the hole in the wall, because there's a Sakonas of a Nochri. We're talking about the other side of the hole, your neighbor there is a guy. If the other side of the hole is a guy, then in this case you don't have to make a bedika. Why not? Oh, Plimi, he goes according to Plimi. De Tanya, Chorsha ben Yehudi Le'amoy. If you have a hole in the wall going from your apartment into your neighbor's apartment, and your neighbor is a guy. Yeah. Is alocha boydik ad mokim shiodim magas. You have to check as far as your hand goes. That's what Tanakam holds. V'yashar mevatlo b'livoy. And the rest of the room, you can't get the rest of the hole. You just make bittul b'lei. That's all. Plimi yom no. Plimi argues and says no. Kol atzmoi ein a boydik with asakona. You should know you don't have to make a b'dikir at all. In this case, if you have a hole in your wall that goes into your neighbor's apartment, that's a goy. You do not have to make a b'dikir at all. Why? Because there's a sakona involved. You're getting yourself in a danger. What's the danger? The more my sakona, what's the danger here? You name a sakona kshofim. If sakona kshofim means we're afraid that the guy is going to think you're a kishuf macha, you're a magician here, and he'll come to kill you. Notice the guy is thinking a modern zach, I have a hole here, and all of a sudden I see your hand creeping in the hole. So the guy thinks you're doing magicians here, you're a kishuf macha here, so he'll come next day and kill you. That's the sakona. So that's why you're not going to make the bdikah now. Because if you make the bdikah, stick your hand in the hole, the guy's going to think you're doing something there, some kishuf there, and you'll come to kill you the next day. For the Gemara, that's the pshat. Abizoy, eki ishtamish, hechi ishtamish. Abizoy mitchila, how did the yid ever use the hole? The Jew should always be afraid of the whole year never to put his hand in that hole. Because any time he puts his hand in the hole, he should be afraid. The guy is going to see my hand in the hole. He's going to think I'm trying to do some kishuf to him, and he'll come to kill me the next day. So the whole year I shouldn't use the hole then. So here it's Mashma. We are afraid this chum is there. Just poof, the shas, but the chum, you don't have to do it. Why not? And the Gemara had good teretz. And the Gemara hosam, ki ishtam ishimama. Unuhura le masika datoi. The whole year round, you use the hole in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, you don't have to use a candle. So it's just time putting your hand in the hole, a guy doesn't feel bad so much. That's normal. You're a normal guy. You want to store something in the hole, the guy can understand that. He wouldn't think of coming to do kishuf and do something magicious to him, and he wouldn't come to kill you. So in the middle of the year, in the middle of the day, you could use the hole nicely. Mashenkin, when do we have to do b'dikas chametz? Leil arbos with what? With a candle. If the guy sees a candle coming through the hole, then he's going to jump and say, hey, this guy's come to do some kishuf to me, I have to go kill the guy. So therefore, punk b'shas b'dikas chametz is the sakona to check out this hole with the or haner, because the guy may come to kill you. It's whole year round, your mama, you're doing it by daytime. And it's light. The guy doesn't think you're doing anything wrong. Leila, it's at night time. Vishargo, and you have to use a candle. And the guy looks and sees a candle coming through his hole. He thinks the yid is doing some kishuf here. He may come to kill you tomorrow. Therefore, Mishur Masakonan, you don't have to make the bdikah. What then? Just make bittul b'libay? That's enough. Rabbanu, when I'm a chayv, to make a bdikah when you may come to a sakonan. Why not? What do you mean, b'shas b'dika, you're afraid the guy may come and kill you for the kishuf? You're doing a mitzvah. B'shas, we're doing mitzvahs, we're not afraid we'll get harmed. And the Gemara, heicha d'shchichi yezeka, but where it's most probable, it's very shchich, it's very common, that the hezek would come to you, shani. Then you can't be famous to say, I'm doing a mitzvah, like you said. You can't close your eyes and walk across Beverly and saying, I'm going to bring sucker to somebody, shchichi mitzvah ain't zucken. Nothing will happen to me. When something's aimed probably to happen, then you can't be famous on this cloud. So here, if you put a candle in the hole next to a guy's room, he for sure is going to think that you're a kishuf macha, and for sure he's going to come to kill you tomorrow. Then you can't be saying the chashtuchi mitzvah in Yizokin. What Mashenkin before in the Gemara talking about, he said, the scorpion that comes underneath the gal, shalavonim, that's not shchiach. That's not so oimid that the scorpion is there. Just he could come there, maybe. So if it may be, then you have right to be saying the chashtuchi mitzvah in Yizokin. For the Gemara, what's the raya for this? Shani Shanem, the Pasuk says, Vayoy Meshmuel. Shmuel said, Eich Eilech, how could I go and listen to Hashem? V'sho Mashril, Shmuel will hear what I'm doing, V'yogain will come to kill me. V'yoy Mashem, Eglas Bokot, Hikav Yot, Hashem gave Shmuel an Eitzah. Hashem told Shmuel, go and say you're bringing a Korban.
But Azoy, even though Hashem told Shmuel, go and do something, Shmuel said, I can't do it, because maybe Shaul will come and kill me. What do you mean Shaul will come and kill you? Hashem is telling you to do something, it's a mitzvah. Shluch a mitzvah, and he's looking. El Maitzerai, since it was Shchiach, it's most probable that Shaul would do something to him, you have no right to do it. It's as a chorus nefoshes, there's no klal of Shluch a mitzvah, and he's looking, but mocking with Shchiach Azeka. Boy minei merachuna, b'nei beirav, tamidim, young tamidim, the dayan bebagi, they live out in the fields. In the farm and in the smaller towns. Now could they come early in the morning when it's still dark outside to yeshiva, and could they go home late at night when it's dark? There's danger walking at night. What about a Talmud is coming to learn and doing the mitzvah? Could he come when it's still dark? Omale answered back nicely, let him come even though it's dark. Olai, v'yal tzavari nezel, on my responsibility to let him come. In other words, this is called shluchei mitzvah, and it's not shchiach hazeka. It's not 100% something will happen to you. Therefore, you're allowed to come even by night.
All right, the Mishnah will continue next tape.